In a changing climate, how can tech help us survive? It's a new series from Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Climate change is here. This week, we're launching ongoing coverage of how tech can help us adapt to it in a series we're calling How We Survive. The change is evident in increasingly extreme weather all over the globe. A UN report last week said 1 million plant and animal species are on the verge of extinction, and warming is speeding that up. And the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, said last year that our current rate of warming will cause $54 trillion in damages, and that its effects will be increasingly deadly. Climate scientists say the trajectory is clear.
Look, I could write 6 more IPCC assessments. They're all going to say the same thing.
William Collins is a climate scientist at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory who has authored several such reports.
They're leading in a very straight line, and that's the reason why the scientists are sort of eager to stop writing reports and start diving into creating solutions.
So far, much of the investment around climate change has been related to mitigation, or slowing carbon emissions and reducing temperature rise. That is not going away, but Collins and others are now talking much more seriously about adaptation, the data, engineering, and the technology to keep surviving in a changed climate.
You can lecture people all day long about what they should do. I really want to pivot from telling people what they should do to showing them what they can do.
About a year ago, Collins founded the Environmental Resilience Accelerator to start researching solutions for adapting to climate change. One of its first projects is taking a city block in Oakland and installing solar panels and gray water technologies, charging stations for electric vehicles, and seeing how that makes the area self-sufficient in an increasingly uncertain environment. For private investors, climate adaptation is both an opportunity and an imperative. Jay Coe is managing director of the private equity firm Lightsmith Group.
First and foremost, we need to recognize that climate change is a humanitarian disaster. So, you know, before we get to the how awesome is it to make money off of this part of the discussion, you know, let's just pause for a moment and recognize that this is a bad, bad problem.
Coe's firm is one of the very few focused specifically on investing in adaptation technology. He says governments alone can't afford all the solutions that we'll need. Private money will have to fund companies to build new technologies or help transfer existing tech to cities and countries that need it. But he says we don't have all the answers yet.
Part of the challenge here has been when most people try to imagine what adaptation means, they think of giant seawalls around Manhattan or putting domes over cities or some kind of futuristic Jerry Bruckheimer scenario.
We're nowhere near some of that technology. And in fact, Coe says the first step in adapting to climate change is what he calls climate intelligence, understanding the scope of the problem, predicting its impacts, and getting everyone to use the same data. So tomorrow on the show, we'll look at one intelligence gathering effort happening at the global level with a visit to NASA. And now for some related links. There is, of course, so much to say about this topic, and honestly, our coverage is probably going to evolve along with the conversation. So first of all, here are some of the nuts and bolts about how this series will work. For the rest of the week, we're going to talk about the data gathering efforts, the money, some of the early tech, and why talking about climate adaptation is a little bit controversial. After that, we'll have a story every 2 weeks, at least until the fall, but obviously this isn't a topic that is going away. And over on our website, marketplacetech.org, we've got a little bit of a reading list to get you started. MIT Technology Review's latest issue is all about climate change, mitigation, and adaptation. It's got a ton of good information and tech. And one huge aspect of this conversation is one of our favorite topics on this show, the uneven distribution of technology. A WBUR story out of Boston last week talks about fears of, quote, green gentrification as that city works to become more resilient to flooding and sea level rise. Late last month, the Environmental Protection Agency put out a 150-page document telling local communities to start planning now for the fact that natural disasters across the country are going to get a lot worse. And that is a rare admission of the effects of climate change from the current U.S. administration. In fact, last week, the Intergovernmental Arctic Council, which is made up of 8 Arctic countries and regional groups, including the United States, couldn't reach a consensus after its latest meeting, reportedly because the U.S. delegation didn't want its priority statement to include language about climate change. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Over the past few months, you've been hearing Divided Decade, our year-long project covering the Great Recession and its ongoing impact. As a nonprofit news organization, we believe this kind of in-depth reporting is essential to help people understand the economic forces that affect our lives. To support this important work, please go to marketplace.org to become a Marketplace investor with a donation of $5 or more. Thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.